Where'd it go, 2K?
We're live, you know.
Aye, aye, aye.
We're live. Welcome back, Full Heel Podcast. I'm your host, Rafael Chaydez, the host of the Full Heel Podcast. Today, we are coming at you with UFC 267, John Blachowicz versus Glover Teixeira. And the co-main event coming up right now is Peter Yan versus Corey Sandhagen for the interim bantamweight championship. Aljamain Sterling got kneed in the head by Peter Yan last, and then he couldn't defend it because he got neck surgery, he got shoulder surgery, and Peter Yan's been calling him a bitch. But enough of that. Joining me today, my special guest, because he's a little retarded, is Toucan Sam. What's going on, Toucan?
Chilling, man. Thank you for having me.
Sorry I called you retarded, but I called you special, and I don't know how to follow it up with anything else.
I'm special Ed, bro.
People are going to think we're gay, so I'm like, you know what? I'll call him retarded, and we'll recover real quick. We'll move on.
I have brain dysfunctions. It's okay.
Thanks a lot for joining me today on this early one. I invited Frankie, and he told me to fuck off because it was too early.
Yeah, he's working.
But he missed out. We had tacos. We got salsa and chips. We got Halloween candy.
Didn't wear a costume. It's Halloween.
But I didn't. To be honest, if anyone should have wore a costume, it should have been me. It would have been super easy. I could have picked up an axe, a hammer, a shield, a helmet. A robe, a championship belt.
You should have just wore tights, bro.
Yeah, there was a variety of things I could have done.
You got to get the singlet, bro.
I didn't do any of them.
You got to do the singlet.
Suck my dick. That's why I didn't do any of them. I'll still eat the candy and shit. And I love Halloween, but I'm a dude, so maybe next year.
I feel you. In the same way.
Maybe next year.
Like, my costume for today is really just going to be a headband and this, but I'm going to take the shirt off.
Yeah, what are you going to be?
Because I'm a ninja.
Oh, a ninja?
So it's like, what the fuck? I don't need to wear anything.
Do I have anything you could use to
fight? Right, that's what I was like. What the fuck do you?
I don't think I have a sword or anything. No, I don't. I have an axe, but there's right.
I got my sticks.
You're going to be like, are you using Mjolnir? Like, yeah, I'm a ninja. But that's a Marvel weapon, man.
I have my sticks. I'm beach rats with those.
Like, I forget what that sport is called, where they beat each other with sticks. I don't know. So Corey, if you guys are wondering why Corey Sandhagen is in the championship position after losing to TJ Dillashaw, TJ Dillashaw tore Corey Sandhagen tore his knee up pretty bad. So TJ had to go get surgery, and he's recovering from surgery. And if you're wondering where Sterling is, surgery, Peter Yan stayed healthy this whole time, and he's in the position to fight for the championship, so they kind of just threw him in there again. After the clear knee to the head. Intentional knee to the head.
Yep.
And so it's a little bit more fucked up is he's been doing videos of him training that in the, like, mocking Sterling. But it's like, dude, it was an accident. Like, but now you're buying into it even more. Like,
I don't know if you saw Dan Hardy's breakdowns of Peter Yan.
Mm-hmm.
He says he does that on purpose.
Oh, so it's a
purposeful thing. He'll throw it at your shoulder or at your chest,
mm-hmm.
and he'll follow through and he'll hit you in the head.
Mm.
But it's enough where it's like, well, he was aiming at the chest, that kind of thing. Like, yeah. he's kind of banking on that.
It's like the Brazilian tap kind of thing, and not just like in theory.
It's like it's
dirty.
Yeah, it's dirty. It's immoral. You shouldn't do it
because if he lands it on the shoulder and it doesn't go to the head, he's fine. But
yeah,
if
you're
goes
good
to the head.
Even if it hits him on the head a little, but if it hit the shoulder first, they'll probably go, well,
it was
incidental.
Ricochet. Yeah,
it was it's like the getting hit in the back of the head. It's like, well, if you're swinging it at the side of his head and he turns, well, then that's not my fault.
Yeah, that's bullshit. I actually did not see that.
Yeah, no, because I guess he looked over a few fights. He's like, nah, yeah, this guy's doing this on purpose. He's doing this with intent.
Damn.
Call I'm like, wow, that's wild. Yeah, no, Dan Hardy's a wild boy, too. He starts talking wild shit, dude. It's funny.
Yeah, well, he's not with the UFC anymore.
Yeah,
he's been calling Tyron out. A bunch.
Fucking Herb. He fucking hates Herb Dean, bro. Oh, yeah. It's well, so
that's
funny.
That's one of the reasons.
He fucking hates him.
When he started coming after Herb, like, in fights, like, stop the fight. Like, he actually was confronting him in between rounds and shit like that.
Yeah.
And people were starting to, they were starting to talk and say.
Like, yo, man, that's unprofessional.
Yeah, unprofessional by Dan to be doing that to Herb, that, you know. And he's done it more than once, right?
Yeah.
Well, maybe he's got a thing with Herb because he feels like Herb.
Yeah, no, he definitely does. He like, checks.
Yeah. So it's round one here, Yan versus Sanhagen. 4:45 of the first round, interim bantamweight championship.
And how is Corey going to deal with all this pressure?
I like Corey's chances here.
I do too.
I think he's got the style to win this
but
fight.
But Yan's a little fucking powerhouse, bro. He's fucking scary. He's a little killer, dude. Have you seen his fucking, his Christmas photo?
No.
Dude, he's a fucking assassin. Like, he looks like one of those gangsters in movies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he'll just pull out the fucking, pew, pew. Like, he's one of those. Like, his fucking Christmas picture, it's just him and his family, and he's just smiling like everything's right with the world, you know?
Sanhagen caught him nice on the eye.
You know, he's been catching him. He's been popping with that jab, dude. Peter Yan's still trying to work his way in.
I like Sanhagen because Sanhagen knows how to use the outside. He uses his length very well, jabs very well, uses outside movement. He's moving at angles. He's making this guy, and right now, like he's piecing him up right now, dude. He's landing some shots, and he has knockout power. That's what I like about Sanhagen as well.
Kamaru, like, this little dude's a killer. He's talking about Sanhagen.
Yeah, I thought the Sanhagen TJ Dillashaw was a lot closer than the rounds came out to be, but.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I thought Sanhagen had won that fight. And then Sanhagen was mad. He's saying that he took it too lightly. Or, like, towards the end, he thought he was winning.
Dude,
so
he's not even 30.
He chilled out.
He's young. He's 20-something, right? Sanhagen? Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Nice kick by Yan on the inside thigh. You see that stance switch, too, from... Oh, fucking Yan poked him in the eye. But I'm liking the footwork from Sanhagen. He's got good footwork.
He has no stance, dude.
Look at that. Yeah,
he fights in whatever, whichever way he needs.
What's more fluid for him? Whatever works best for him to escape and land his shots, though. Because if you see, he keeps on switching his lead foot.
This is constant movement.
Yep. It's beautiful. I think they call it lateral movement. I'm not an expert. But lateral, I thought, was up and down.
No, lateral is back and forth. Yeah.
Okay.
Side to side.
Yeah, well, he's moving off to the sides every time. He's angling off. Oh, my God,
dude. That's fucking beautiful.
I know. That's how that's what it's called, too. Circling off.
And then cause
if Peter, he gets his takedown on Yan right here.
And then because Peter Yan is mostly boxing heavy on his feet.
Yeah. His kicks are fucking with him.
He, like, starts to just cover up. I don't know why he'd go for the grappling, but I guess.
Points.
Maybe not to get so tired.
Because sometimes the judges, they don't know who to give it to in terms of striking.
Yeah.
Maybe if you... make it definitive. It was even on the striking, but he got the grappling. But who knows? Sanhagen might not even think like that. Maybe he thought he could get the takedown. Yan is a wrestler.
Ooh, stepped into a knee there.
Peter Yan. Shout out to Jamie. He was watching the fights earlier. He was saying that Makhachev, well, that was a fight earlier, he beat the shit out of Dan Hooker. He was saying that Makhachev needed to get higher, bigger competition. That's what's barely happening with these Russian and Dagestanian fighters because they're so dangerous and there's so much killers. No one wants to fight them.
You don't want
to
fight those guys.
But now it has to happen because they've reached the top of the division and now they're undeniable. Like, before you could deny them.
Yeah,
because
he was already ranked fifth, right?
You could say, like, oh, he doesn't have the name, credibility, blah, 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 this, blah, blah, that. But Makhachev just beat Hooker, and Hooker's in the top five, so... He's going to have to fight Gaethje. He's going to have to fight one of those guys. The Poiriers. Oliveras. Chandlers. I think those are the only guys ahead of him right now.
I like that Sanhagen's doing this part right here. Kind of just circling. It's almost like Peter Yan's just going to tough it out. He's going to keep standing in front of him.
Hey, you.
And Corey could probably tire himself out.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, or, nice uppercut.
Or he can't read him. Maybe he's just trying to...
No, I think he can. I think it's. I think he's just trying to space out the attack because he'll get too tired.
Oh, I meant like Yan. I don't think Yan can read him.
I think Yan's just on his game. I think this is just how he fights right here. Just constant forward. If you give me an opening, I'm going to hit you.
Because if he plays like this the whole fight, all five rounds, he's going to lose.
I see it's going to be tough. He's got to definitely do more of that. The leg kicks, that'll slow down Corey.
I wonder if that knee landed. It was from the
It might have. I think he's landed a couple already. Dude's tough as shit, man.
Yeah, Sanhagen's a lanky, skinny motherfucker, but he knows how to use his body, his style. He knows what to do. And we if he wins this fight, we're definitely seeing the rematch with TJ.
Oh, for sure. Or, I mean, if he wins this, he'd get Aljo, no? If Aljo can come back.
Well, Aljo just had surgery again, I thought, in the neck.
He had another one?
He had shoulder surgery, and then he had neck surgery.
Oh, no.
Well, actually, you know what? He might be fine. Because I think the reason, or I don't know. From what I remember, it was two surgeries.
Probably just a slow recovery, because I think...
Is that Cejudo in his corner?
I heard it was nerves. It might be. Wait, this guy?
Yeah.
I don't know. No, he's got similar hair.
Okay. Because I know he was training Wiley, Wiley and Peter... Yeah, that's not him. Petra. Well, they both look fine.
Hezbollah.
He's got his chair there. Yeah,
he's chilling. They give him a higher chair. That's funny as fuck. Oh, baby. Round two.
4:45, round two. Yeah, Sanhagen's three, Yana's one. And then we still have the main event. Glover, Yan should be, or Jan should be a good fight. Damn, you caught him again. Sanhagen to Petra.
Damn, for real, Sanhagen's body's already all red.
Yeah.
But it looks like he just reddens easily.
Yeah, he's a little
like pale. You could probably just tap him and
he's a little pale.
He'll get pink.
Yeah, I'm being a little bit more reserved than like getting hit last round.
Yeah, for sure. Not as like forward standing a little more.
Like they'll do their damage, man. These pitter patter shots from Sanhagen, but he's reading the defense. He's trying to find these open shots, and answered back with a fucking kick of his own. I love it from fucking Sanhagen. He doesn't just stand there, dude.
It's so good.
He gets hit once, but he's out of there for the second. Yeah, even if he gets like tapped with a jab, he's out of there and he won't receive the right.
And he's almost inviting certain strikes, and he just catches them and then throws his right after.
Yeah, and almost tripped. From his own kick, too?
Yeah. I think Corey pushed him back a little while he was kicking. Woo-hoo, watch the head kick.
And he was trying to kick it over his fucking hand.
Yep.
Whoa!
He's tagging him up.
Yan stumbled. I know he was off balance, but those off balance shots, when you get caught, are the ones that knock you out. Oh, but he answers back with a overhand right.
That was a good fight, man.
Yeah, because they're figuring each other out as they're fighting. Like, some guys just fucking, they're moving around all the time and not really throwing strikes. These guys are strike, strike, strike.
And these guys are, like, real close, too. They're not like they're far apart and, like, doing this. They're right here. They're just moving together around the ring.
Petra's right
around the cage, I mean.
Right side of the face is swelling up a little bit. We're going to have to keep an eye on that one. You see it?
Goddamn, Corey moves so well, dude. It's just fucking insane.
I'm not saying Peter doesn't, but he's kind of following a lot. Ooh.
Yeah, he's just closing the space every time.
Sanhagen's smart. When Yan was inviting earlier, he wasn't biting on this shit. That was a little dangerous, though, from Sanhagen. He likes attacking 100% back right when you fucking hit him. Which could be, if red, it could be a little dangerous.
Start the hand fighting. Damn, fucking Peter's throwing heat. It's like Corey's tapping him to open up his guard a little, and then he hits him with the second one harder.
I was hitting it, but I thought that was beautiful by Sandhagen right now. He did the two tap jabs and then leaned into him, almost into his hand, to give him no space to throw. So Peter kind of was like stumped a little bit for a second, and then had to like create some space.
Uh-oh. Looking for a choke. Oh, no. He's out. Back at distance. That was good takedown defense. Peter.
Yeah, nice sprawl. And then attack with the choke. Dude, those knees hurt. I don't care if they're being blocked. Yeah, they hurt.
If you gotta fucking duck into a fucking guy jumping at you, hell yeah, dude. That's fucking awful. Even if you're
taking them on the forearms, how many are you gonna fucking take?
Yeah, fuck that.
And dude, I love it. DC said it earlier, because some French guy, I forgot what his fucking name was. He was getting the shit beat the fuck out of him, and they were yelling to stop the fight, stop the fight. And it went to decision. And but DC was making the point that when you get hit when you're tired, it's like a power meter, and every shot drains your meter. I've said that before, because I felt that before, man. When we would spar, and you were already tired, every time they would fucking tag you up, dude, it's like the power meter goes down, man. Like it's almost like a video game meter.
It's throwing heat. Oof. Corey's caught a couple clean ones too, man.
Oh, yeah.
Damn, they got the double end swells.
On his right hand side, I'm telling you, it was getting red.
Yeah.
It's getting red. So he's tagging them up there, and it could swell up. But they definitely got the cold compresses on both Yan's eyes.
On both cheeks.
Yep.
Yeah. Let's take that swelling down.
So how's your Halloween weekend been? You do anything yesterday?
So far, so good. I went to go check out a couple bands. It was decent. Except for the fucking door people.
Oh, yeah, you were telling me.
Just doing their jobs, yeah. Being cunts. I'm just trying to give them a reason to be there, but whatever.
Someone said that Peter's the master of adapting. So maybe he saw something we didn't see in the second round. Because I would still probably give the second round to Sandhagen.
You know, I still got Sandhagen up two rounds.
Yeah. He was making it, like... One thing I did see, he wasn't pushing forward nice as kick. Much as he was in the first round. Which he was just getting tagged up. Sandhagen's making him miss a lot. I'm liking it.
Yeah, because he'll tap him and then he'll move, and then Peter will have struck where he was.
Mm-hmm. That is dangerous, man, because you're off whiff. Balance. Yeah. It's
whiff.
Because we saw what happened with that in the Wilder-Fury fight. Fury saw it coming. Wilder threw a giant right-hand bomb. He ducked it and then fucking came up like a fucking demon and just went, boom!
Whap, whap, whap.
When you get him to do it off balance, it's the worst. Because they're committed to something else already. They're not committed to fucking standing up when they get hit. They're committed to knocking you the fuck out. I love it. I love it, Sandhagen. Faint with the jab, throw the jab out there, and then kick him in the leg. Create the distance, and then fucking paw the jab out. Never let him get settled. Always fucking give him something to think about. Hey, look, I'm jabbing. Nope, leg kick, pass! Oh my god, the duck under and the... For being the taller guy, dude.
He's the taller guy, and he's ducking under the shorter guy.
Dude, he ducks under and then closes the distance so Peter can't land those fucking those hooks. Look how he's...
Crazy. Like, you don't see many people move like that.
No,
like, it's almost just like walking, but, like, it's purposeful. Like, if you went to swing at him, he'd move out of the way.
He's stuffing the space that needs to be necessary so you can't fuck him up. Some people avoid it. It almost looks like Sandhagen's sneaking into those spots. That you can't hit him in.
He's like, right here, I'm safe.
And he's also using the... oh, shit, that one caught him. That uppercut caught him good. But he's also using his backward movement to get away, or his lateral movement to get away from these strikes. Not only sneaking into the and ducking into Yan, but also when he needs to escape, he's out of there.
Yeah, because ideally Yan looks like he just wants to stand in front of you and just swing.
Yeah.
He wants to just be here and let's just go at it.
I think Yan's getting a little frustrated.
Oh, for sure. Dude, all this moving, this has got to be exhausting. Because then he's moving, he's swinging, and then now Corey's over there. He's fucking him up. Oh, it's got to be super disorientating. You see how
he jabs and then steps in to get rid of the distance and then steps out to create... Oh, my God. It's beautiful. Nuances that people wouldn't pick up on because they've never done it, so they don't care about it.
They'd just be like, this fight is boring. They're not swinging crazy at each other. It's like one guy's doing great. He's staying safe, but still active. The other guy's trying to hit him, but he's not there to be hit. Like, if I were his team, I'd be like, yo, body legs only. Don't waste your fucking energy on trying to swing at his head when it's moving.
Well, you see standing, you go, woof, woof.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, for what?
He might have caught one, but how many did he miss? 3.
And those are exhausting because he throws hard.
Hard.
If I was in Peter Yang's corner, yeah, I'd be like, yo, legs and body only. That's the only thing I want you to swing at. Fuck swinging at his face.
Brian and Brendan have $2,000 on this fight.
Crazy.
Brendan has Sanhagen.
Oh! The back fist puts him down.
And Brian has...
Yan's on top.
Yan.
Damn, he's got a minute. It's dangerous. You think he hurt him or think he just slipped?
I think he caught him off guard. Definitely hurt him. I don't think he's hurt to where he's going to... Yeah,
he's getting back up.
Yeah, he got back up.
But it's still dangerous, man.
Yeah, it's still dangerous.
Oh, especially right neck. There.
Watch out with the knee. Watch out with the knee.
Right? Straight up, because
you know what, Yan is fucking. Oh shit! He started. Ah, oh, there's 30 seconds left, and I think Sanhagen's good enough to. Oh yeah, he turned into him already. Beautiful by Sanhagen.
Wow.
This might be a Peter Yan round though. Now,
yeah, I think Peter Yan's got the strength advantage though. Like Corey's and the faster. And the grappling, yeah. He's got more power.
They're back up though. Oof. Yan throws another heavy bomb. Sanhagen back on the attack. 8.
Yan's 7. A little slower now.
Yeah. Damn. Ooh, Sanhagen caught another fucking shot.
Yeah, Sanhagen's getting this power right quick, though.
Ooh, Sanhagen, though, standing right there.
Yeah, he's looking a little wobbly, though. Ooh, all that shit I was talking.
It's going to be a nice minute to recover.
And he gets caught with the back fist.
Well, he wasn't expecting it.
That was some video game shit, dude.
I wasn't expecting
it. Yeah.
Two-one.
Yep.
I wouldn't say that was a 10-8.
You wouldn't?
No. I'd say that's still 2-1 for Sanhagen.
Not even with the knockdown?
No, I don't.
Right?
It depends on how
the... Until I bring it up, right? Then it's like, well, oh, but how did the judges see it? Yeah,
it depends on how the judge saw it. I don't think I will...
Like, you wouldn't count that as a...
We saw the recovery by Sanhagen. It wasn't... I think he caught him off guard. Yeah, he's moving back. Let's see the spinning one.
It's right here. Boom! Boom!
Yeah, see? I think he caught him moving back after... Look, he's going to try to escape. Look,
that one caught him pretty flush, though.
Yeah, and then, like, that one...
That's the one that put him down. Because he was still standing with that first one. He was like, oh, whoa, what the fuck? And the second one sat him down. The follow-through left hook.
Round 4, guys, and it's still... It's a close fight.
You know, like, if that was a 10-8...
It's a tie fight.
It's a tied fight right now. If the judges gave Peter a 10-8.
Well, Peter definitely needed that round, and a 10-8 would definitely help him out.
Whole rounds to go.
Yeah. Damn, he caught him again with another shot.
Yeah, no, he's got to be very mindful of...
Well, Peter's doing the smart thing now. He's attacking when... Like, he's attacking hard when this guy's attacking. And, oh, damn, he caught him now. He caught... Yeah. A nice jab.
Yan just looks more solid. This is the thing. Like, he looks like he doesn't get hurt. He's got a really good poker face.
Ooh, oh, Yan caught him with a nice 1-2 right there.
Yep.
Heavy shots.
Yeah, they got to tell him to get his hands up, man. The head movement isn't as clean as it was earlier.
Petra figured out the timing of sorts.
Yep.
San Higgins got
to
get him.
San Higgins slowed down, too, because that's what I was saying earlier about him spacing out and not attacking all the time. Because Yan will just stand right in front of you. He didn't care. You know what I mean? Like, because there's times Yan just stops, and he's like, I'm just going to punch from right here. I don't have to move.
If I were San Higgins or San Higgins people, I'd tell him to keep on kicking. And at least this round, work the leg and move away a lot more and recover your chin a little bit more. Because I would say he's still up 2-1. So let's pick up another round and make it 3-1 and put the pressure on Yan to come forward. And then we can keep moving in the fifth. And keep him on the bike. Keep him moving. Keep him not comfortable. But this is on Sanhagen and his team. That, you know, they're the pros. I'm just some dumb fat idiot watching fights.
So please subscribe. Oh, man. Yeah, dude. He's not getting...
dumb idiot insight next week.
Yeah, he's not getting out of the way as much no more.
Mm-mm. And he's not as connecting as much either because Yan is picking it up. Like, he's got the timing down when he's in distance and he's going to... He might get hit, but he's like, I'm going to hit you harder. Oh, what the takedown! Sanhagen! No, but Peter
Yan going for a leg. So is Corey.
Yeah, they both went for a leg.
Double submission attempts.
Scramble, and they're standing, but Corey has the back, and...
No, they're pretty much
Yan
free.
Yan tried for a trip on the...
Yeah, on Corey, disconnect. Corey doesn't want to get hit no more.
Mm-mm.
2 minutes to go. He's trying to get some points there.
Yan's marauding forward with his hands up. He caught Sanhagen with a nice 1-2 again right there.
Ooh, Sanhagen went for the desperation spinning backhand.
No, this isn't looking good
at all. Yeah, no, he's got to move. He can't stand in front of him.
Did the power meter go down? Is that what happened?
Hard, bro. Hard.
From getting hit, the power meter just it went past Yan, the halfway
point. Like, yeah, it's like Yan's at 75 and Corey's at 50. And falling. And it feels like Yan's just going to stay at 75 all night. Yeah, like Sanhagen needs to move. He can't just stand in front of him, dude. He's too big.
Ooh, that elbow from fucking Petra.
Crazy. Ooh. This is a crazy fight.
Caught Sanhagen again, man.
This next round's going to be insane if they make
it. Well, it comes down to the fifth.
That's what I'm
if
saying.
He doesn't stop him.
If they make it. Yeah, if they make it. There's a minute left of work.
If he doesn't take Sanhagen out in this round, it's going to come down to that fifth round. And it's not looking good for Sanhagen.
Nope.
Where it's going.
His body language.
Yeah, the momentum of the fight
like any
is
of
not
this.
Going in his way.
I don't like that he's trying for all these fucking takedowns. Ooh. He just got stuck, bro.
Yeah. There's 45 seconds here. Looks and like Peter's trying for a crucifix.
Yep. From the top. He's
trying to fasten it. Nope. Sanhagen gets out of it. Oh, no.
Watch the face. Watch the face.
Oh. Sanhagen's looking real wobbly.
Yeah, that cut, dude. Being so thin, he's not as sturdy. Dude, I'm that guy's height. What are they fighting at?
135.
That's 70-some pounds lighter than I am right now.
It's 100 pounds lighter than I am. More. 105.
Crazy.
Damn, dude.
2-2. 2-2.
Yeah. I would say 2-2.
Woo. Or Corey could be down.
Depending on that third
round.
He
needs to win this round, period. He has no choice.
I think they both do.
Yeah, no. Winner takes fight. Crazy.
God dang.
Live.
God damn it.
From Abu Dhabi. Is that where they are?
Yeah, they're in Abu Dhabi. Okay. That's why it's so early. What do you do for Sanhagen? You lost your... It looks like he was tired. Oh, shit. They're talking shit. They're talking shit.
Because I think his corner probably told him, like, yeah, this guy's breaking.
Sanhagen's like talking shit to Yan, and Yan's talking shit to him.
I know, because Yan was probably yelling at him from across the, from across the
cage.
Damn,
look at Sandhagen. He's stepping up to the middle of the fucking... Oh, my God. It's
that little bit, man.
Go.
He needs that little bit.
Let's go.
He's trying to convince himself, though.
Ah. You guys ready? Yeah, let's go. Round five. Peter's chasing him down. Sandhagen's using the outside. He's playing it smart. He's not going to go in there and empty out whatever he recovered in this fucking...
That 1 minute.
Yeah, that 1 minute break.
So far, he's had 30 seconds of chill.
Yeah.
He hasn't really thrown, but neither has Yan. I think Yan's going to wait, and he's just going to empty it.
Just wait to a certain point and just go.
Yep.
Ooh, we caught him with one.
See, I think that was the moment. Now he's going to go.
Is Sandhagen doing the same thing? He looks...
No, he's just keeping him in front.
Looks better than last round.
Yeah, no, he looks better, but...
Ooh.
Who has a higher chance of finishing?
Yeah.
You know? Because Yan will sit down on his punches because Corey's moving so much, he hardly ever does.
Oh, no. Sandhagen needs to go for the round. Yan can definitely knock him out. And Sandhagen needs to be weary of that.
Unless he, like, head kicks him or something, but I feel like that's a lot of energy or he'd get taken down.
I don't know if he'd do that right now. What's funny is Sandhagen needs to go for the point out and Yan needs to get the knockout. Because Yan's not going to win on points here if he tries to outpoint.
I think he would.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, he's not outstriking.
Well, if he tried to, yeah, if he actually won the round, yeah, I think he could. But, yeah, it's more likely that he'd probably go for a knockout.
I'm sorry, Sandhagen, but if you were mad at that TJ Dillashaw decision, you better...
No, he's going to be mad about this one, too.
You better do something now, because it's even. Yan needs to come with it too. They didn't steal it.
It's been 2 minutes of
they rightfully took
mostly running
for fucking cheating. But say it was a mistake. Prove it was a mistake. Just fucking knock him out.
I mean, you definitely shouldn't lose the belt that way. That feels gross. But you shouldn't win the fight either.
Mm-mm. As far as the round goes right now, Yan's winning.
Yeah, we'll see, though. Oh, now he's looking for a takedown.
Ooh,
oh, Corey avoids.
Beautiful, too.
Very nice.
It was like wiggled it out. Like, ugh.
Right?
Like fucking gum beat his body.
He did the worm.
Yeah. That was pretty cool. Whew. 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 $155, and this round is up in the air.
Right. Head kick attempt from Yan. Corey's shaking his head.
Someone's going to have to step it up. Or else you're giving the job to the judges.
Oh, it's looking like they're going to.
Like, because if one clearly stepped it up and took the round, the judges really don't have to do anything. It would just be a 2-2, and whoever won this one wins it.
Yeah, no, this is still a super tight round.
Intense, man. There's a minute left. I wonder if this is where Yan's just gonna explode. Well, both of them. They both have to.
I assume their corners are yelling at them that there's less than a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Corey ate a little uppercut.
Yeah, Corey's eating more shots here.
I mean, he's just sticking with his jab. Nice body kick. There's just not as much pop on him.
Mm-mm. 25 That's seconds, Sandhagen. We need some fucking...
Some offense.
Yeah. We need at least these 20 seconds of
like
offense
right here,
from either one of them.
Blow it out, bro. Like, put it on him. Just throw everything.
Oh, nice knee, but he's just 10 seconds left.
Everything, like, he's almost too technical to a fault. Like, instead of just throwing shit at him, he, like, wants to catch him clean.
Yeah, and caught him with a kick.
Yeah, but you didn't hit him either, dog.
Yeah. I think Yan won that fight.
Oh, yeah. Close, but yeah, I think he probably did too.
I was rooting for Sanhagen, but I think Yan won it.
Sanhagen's foot or leg or something might be fucked up. He's got a little limp. Like, he tries to land so clean that he won't hit as hard because of it. He's like, no, I want to hit you where I want to hit you. Not
the fuck is this? Just
happen to hit you hard. Tasty. Oh, fuck. What? Oh, these fucking financial jagoffs.
Tasty works.
They're trying to make it appealing to, what are they called, millennials?
I guess it's just, I'm just weirded out by a commercial I've never seen in my life. It's a foreign commercial, I guess.
Yeah, it looked like Jan was steady, getting better while Corey was breaking down.
Yeah, definitely, and it usually doesn't go well if you start getting worse throughout the fight and the other guy starts getting better. Usually the fight will go to the other guy. Fantastic, but just like Petr Yan does in other fights, he made reads, he made adjustments, he was patient and got... Yeah, this guy's saying the same thing. Say it was Sanhagen early, Petr Yan bringing it on early, or late, sorry.
Adapting. Yeah, he's just super steady. Like, he picks his shots, and they're hard every time. There's a head kick towards the end of the fight. That one. He ate a wheel kick. He probably went a little after the bell.
Oh, yeah. Ruff was a little scared there. He's like, keep going.
Yeah.
I'm like, is that Hasbro again?
No, it's his son. That's my son. And with that decision, here's Joe Martinez. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I think Corey knows. We go to the judges' scorecards. All three see it. 49-46.
Your winner by unanimous decision. And now the two-time UFC champion of the world, the honor, No Mercy. How is it 49, though, 46?
Exactly. They probably only gave Corey the first round.
But the third round, it wasn't the knockdown until the third.
Right. But those first two were kind of close.
Yeah.
And if you're giving them points for, like, the power punching. But yeah, that's wild.
Man, no one cares. I don't always. Speaking Russian, I don't care. And if that's racist, shut up. Because it isn't.
America.
I don't understand Russian.
America.
And if he's not trying, why should I? Yeah. Hi, everyone. Thank you for the support. Corey is a well-deserving opponent. I knew at some point it's going to be a fight, and I knew I'm going to change the course of this fight.
You know, early in the fight, Corey came out with a lot of different looks. If you look up here, as you pay the pressure and ultimately...
What a fucking stupid tweet. Did we just watch the greatest title fight of all time? Shut up.
People need to stop talking, man.
Yeah.
I fucking hate Twitter.
Whoever tweeted that, they need to take that person's Twitter account away for being dumb. Dumb as shit.
I couldn't ever get on Twitter,
It was
bro.
A good fight, but it's stupid. That's a stupid thing to say. Oh, look at my hot take. Shut up, you idiot. You're not on Twitter?
No.
I thought you were.
I've never gotten
on Twitter. Are the rewrites on Twitter?
The rewrites are, but...
Well...
They're on Twitter.
Yeah, well, you're on Twitter.
I never fucking use that shit.
Well, you're on Twitter, though.
I'm on the Instagrams.
Our game plan was going to pressure him a lot and just beat him to the punch.
Piotr, what does it mean for you to have your beautiful family here, to watch you put on a performance like this, and to see you in action capture your UFC title?
He's still a cheating piece of shit. How about that one? Ask him that.
Do you enjoy cheating very much?
He was winning.
I love it.
He was winning the fight. And then he still fucking threw a knee. So that's on him.
It's very nice. It's the second time I've been
Oh shit, last time he won in Abu Dhabi.
Sick. Damn, Corey's got to stand around and get interviewed too? Fuck. That sucks. Fuck that guy.
Я готов драться, я вам говорил, с любым оппонентом. Будь то дело шоу, будь то клоун Стерлинг, я готов подраться с любым. И еще хочу сказать огромное спасибо команде Архангел Михаил, Алтушкину Игорь Алексеевичу за то, что организовал такую поддержку.
All right, cut it short.
Спасибо большое, я ценю это.
Everyone knows I'm the real champion. I'm here, I'm ready to fight anyone, either gonna be Gila Show or the Clown Sterling. And I wanna thank my team, RCC team, for coming here to bring such a support. Thank you, everyone.
Congratulations on the fantastic fight, ladies.
I think you should be a little bit more respectful about kneeing Sterling in the fucking head. Ah, what an idiot. He went a second time on the mic.
Damn, fuck. Another, like, hard fight, and then he had to lose again, dude. Two back-to-back. Crazy.
Not many people get a second opportunity at a UFC championship after everything you've been through. You showed a fantastic form tonight. Did you feel going to the decision that you had done enough to win the fight?
Not really. He's a hell of a fighter, man. You're a great fighter. He was better tonight, man. I have nothing else to say. I always ask, I want to fight the best in the world. I know that that's what's going to make me the best martial artist that I can be. And I'm grateful I got to do it tonight. I'll take from it, and I'll learn from it. And next time I face him, I'll get the win.
Corey Sanhagen, we think...
I'm not laughing at Sanhagen. I'm laughing because I just remembered Brian Callen just won $2,000 from fucking Brendan Schaub.
Oh, he had Sanhagen?
You know, he had Yann, and Brendan had Sanhagen. So.
Yeah, because Brendan knows him.
Yeah,
he's probably exactly. Yeah. No, this guy's the dude. Yeah. He's gonna do it. He's gonna bring all the tools.
Hey, it was a good fight, man.
Oh, it was a good fight. It was a great fight.
Sanhagen was never really out of it. Like he was there till the end.
You definitely felt the momentum though at a point.
For those of you saying I'm not worthy, check out the picture.
Talk that shit.
Check out the picture.
Talk that shit, Doug.
And then I just bought this. So.
Oof.
I know we smoke a lot on the show, but I don't think we make it a point to be like, oh, 420, we potheads, oh, this is us. But I finally, for the first time ever.
No, we kind of do that.
Catch that. I added the zero sticker. I actually broke my leg on that zero board that 2K gave me that's over there. But it came with a sticker, so I put it on my fucking brand new, it has a name, but I forgot what the name of it is.
Bad a new car.
Stash box. Everyone check this bitch out.
A new car.
It's a badass stash box. It comes with a cool little tray here. And then the tray pops out and it's got like three jars that are built for the box. So it's got its little holders for the three weed jars. This actually comes out. So like, and then it's got more storage in there. You guys want to know what the name of it is, just hit me up and I'll check what the purchase was. And then you can put your fucking blunts and your J papers in here. And pretty much, if Toucan's like, if I'm like, hey, Toucan, I can't roll the fucking blunt right now. I just dump out my weed on this tray and I give him the tray. He rolls my blunt, gives me my tray back. And we're all fucking Gucci. Speaking of blunts, we got a fucking second one right
it's
here.
It's championship time.
It's again. Clobbering time. Sorry, that's what CM Punk says.
Look at
these.
He?
Yeah. Look at these fat ass fucking blunts we smoking.
It's fat.
We getting high. What's next? Fucking Blachowicz versus Teixeira.
Yeesh. Who you got?
I'm rooting for Glover. I want Glover to take that title.
Yeah, I'm rooting for him too. I like that.
I like Glover. I think he's good.
He's a good dude.
He came across the GOAT, and then he came across Gustafson, and I think they set him back a little bit.
I mean,
But he's back. And now that the division is clear to fucking giants that should be at heavyweight like John Jones, I think he's got a way better opportunity. But Jan's trying to cement his fucking place in history as one of the greatest heavyweights after, of course, John Jones, because John Jones might go down as the greatest MMA fighter.
If he can just stay out of trouble.
Yeah, but I think Jan needs wins like this to, well, definitely all champions do, wins like this to cement his spot at 205 and not talk about moving to heavyweight. Like, well, John didn't do it forever. John didn't talk about moving to heavyweight till forever. How many years has he been at light heavyweight? We did talk about it, but he knew it was down the future, not like they win the championship and then they move up right away. Like Adesanya. He learned his lesson. It's interesting, though. Interesting fight.
Couple veterans.
Couple vets.
It's going to be a good one.
Jan's what they call not a journeyman. He's been he went through the trials and tribulations of fucking MMA, had his losses, had his licks, had the chance about thinking about retiring, moved down, I think, to 185, and then came back up. But he kind of went the road down that Bisping went. You know, it just took them forever to do it, but they never gave up and they never stopped. And look at him now. Kind of like Oliveira. I know Oliveira's a lot younger, but he's been fighting in the UFC since he was like 18, 19.
Crazy.
Yeah. Like, I've seen Oliveira forever. Mm-hmm. I saw him get knocked out with a temple punch from Cowboy. Like, I've seen him go down from like nothing. That's why it was like, it's impressive to see how far he's come and how far he's made it to actually win the title. So it's going to be interesting when he faces Poirier next pay-per-view. But that's going to be an interesting fight too. But this one right here, Jan Błachowicz.
Ugh.
See, it's because like they gave him like title defenses like against like Luke Rockhold or whatever. Like
he killed him.
Yeah, at 205. Yeah, he killed Luke at 205. But it's like, should Luke have been fighting at 205? No.
He's definitely a lot slower. He was thinking like, oh, I'm just going to have power. It's all good. It's like,
well, Jan's beaten zero champions, right, from this division?
I mean, because there was only one for the longest.
Yeah.
That was the problem. That's fair. I mean, he beat that one. Yeah, that guy's a champion.
Yeah, but at 185. The jump from 185 to 205 is a big jump.
Yeah, for sure.
He killed him. Corey Anderson was talking a lot of shit.
Yeah, right.
After his last win.
He's all salty.
Yeah. He knows he wanted that UFC gold. I know he's getting the money now, but he had to come to a realization. I'm not going to win the gold here. Might as well go make money outside of the UFC.
And that's the thing. You never know. He might have won the gold right after.
Yeah.
Because John vacates it. And then it's like, well, now it's up for grabs.
Yeah.
Who's going to take it? Who's going to keep it? So far, it's Jan.
Well, DC retired too, so that kind of left the opening.
Mm-hmm.
DC retired. John moved up. 205 opened right up. What's his name's taking a little bit of time off? Dominic Reyes?
Yeah, he should.
Yeah, the two
fights. He's still young.
Yeah, he's young, and those last two fights were pretty brutal. Glover Teixeira. Crypto.com. That looks like the Puma signal. A little bit. Like a puma head? No?
Yeah. Some sort of kitty.
Wait, how does that work? Do all of them have the crypto.com on their things? It's a Venom shirt, but it has a crypto.com logo. Like, almost like a...
That's the sponsor on that one.
Yeah, yeah, but it's almost like a football jersey or like a football jersey.
Yeah.
Is that what they're doing now?
Yeah. Essentially.
Or did I not, like...
Yeah, that's kind of what they're going for, I think.
And on the back is the name. Did I not see, like, have I not seen it with anyone else, or is it, like...
Yeah, I think you've just been missing it. They've been doing it.
Okay. It's good to get, well, I guess the UFC's getting the money, or Venom, or whoever they're partnering up with.
Yeah, the UFC gets some money. Yeah. Glover's looking in good spirits.
How old is he? He's definitely in his 40s.
For sure, maybe late 30s, 40.
There's a brother. Some other just bald guy.
That's your brother. I think he lives in Connecticut, all random.
There's a lot of tweets coming up for Glover.
Oh, Brazil.
Most finishes in UFC light heavyweight history with 12. Damn. Tied with second most wins, 15. Yeah, because he's tied for second because fucking Jones is first.
Yeah.
Damn, he's got more finishes than John at 12 and with 12 at light heavyweight. That's impressive.
That's crazy. Boing.
Was Glover the one that got uppercutted to death by...
I believe so. Gustafson.
Gustafson. Yeah, right?
They're just repeated, too. It's just like, Glover, move your head! For the love of God, move your head, sir! He's just...
He's trying to be tougher.
Yeah, he just couldn't see that fucking punch.
There's more ice in the fridge if you need any.
It should be.
She brought a giant cup. I want to see them in size comparison next to each other. That's going to be telling.
Did you see Janji Robo?
No, I didn't miss that fight.
Came out to Island Boys.
Did she?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Did she win or lose?
I think she lost.
Good. I hope Rob Snyder lost.
Next year. Oh, my God. She was dancing all her way to the cage, bro. It was funny as fuck. Ariel had it on his Instagram.
I'll probably see it.
Yeah, it'll probably come up.
She gets for having the fucking Island Boy thing. Oh my God.
Polish power.
I lost all faith in humanity, man. Like, I was losing a little, like, but I think that was the final straw of the Island Boys.
That's what Luke was saying. He's like, watch this video and then tell me everyone should have the right to vote.
You got a point.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, Amanda Ribas won by unanimous decision. She beat Rob Schneider. This Bigelow Mel Gigolo.
Rob Schneider in
The Animal. He was in that movie, right?
I think so.
What are the movies was he in?
What was the South Park one? Rob Schneider is...
A carrot.
The something. Stapler.
Yes.
The stapler. Fucking stapler.
But I think there was a movie, The Animal, where he was like animalistic or something.
Yeah, I think that was the joke on that. Mm-hmm. It was just like, this guy will do anything. Well, are they paying?
Right.
Did the check clear?
Right.
I'll do it.
Damn, five-fight win streak for the most wins among active UFC light heavyweights with 11. He would definitely have more if he went on a knockout, like getting knocked out for a while. I'm not saying he sucks because he came across tough competition. That light heavyweight division is a bunch of killers, and then you had the two kingpins at the top, DC and fucking John Jones. But the boogeymen are gone. Let's go, Glover. Let's go. Pow, pow.
Oh, man. Yeah, Glover's 42, geez.
Damn, 42? Jan's 38, so. They're both 6'2", both 205. Blachowicz has a 2-inch reach advantage. I would probably say the grappling would go to Glover. Power? Who do you think has more power?
One punch? Maybe Glover, but Jan's...
He's recently shown he's got some power.
Yeah, he's tough. But even then, like when I see he gets his knockouts, they're more like accumulation.
As long as Glover doesn't fall for the multiple uppercuts attack, I think he should be good.
Yeah. No, I think after that, he's gotten that fixed.
Ben Cartledge? Is that his fucking name, one of the judges?
Yep.
Mark Goddard.
Goddard.
Oh, dude, they were talking so much shit about the earlier ref.
Which one?
There was like some like Russian guy or something.
Yeah.
And he wasn't calling the fight, and like he just let them go on, and like the DC and Paul Felder were like, "What the fuck, man?" They're like, "Mark Goddard looks like he's going crazy here at ringside because he was
on the outside."
Yeah. He was on the outside as the lead referee guy or whatever. And, dude, it got so bad they came to the point that they're like, dude, if Dana were here, he would go in there and snatch him out of the ring. And they're like, how many fights does this guy have left to referee on the card? And he's like, this many. And they're like, we might not see him for the rest of the night. That's how bad it got.
Yeah, no.
That the commentators were like.
Yeah, it's bad. That's very bad.
Dude, he didn't stop the fight, and then there was an eye poke, and I think it was an eye poke or a groin strike. He took a point, like, with no warning or nothing, and they're like, what the fuck? They're like, this is a fucking bizarro fight. They're like, first of all, he didn't stop the fight when it should be stopped, and he's taking away points with no warnings. It's like,
this is a wild ref.
Yeah, I haven't seen him the rest of the night.
That guy's fixing fights.
Oh, shit, I forgot about the blunt.
The blunt.
Whoa, the blunt.
Will the blunt make it past the end of the first round? I mean, what will end first, the blunt or the fight?
It could be the fight. We've had it where it's the fight. It's a knockout. I'm like, fuck. Dude, next week we should have a full house. If you guys tune in for this one, tune in next week. We're going to have very special guests, but there should be probably like 5-6 of us next week. So stay tuned for the chaos. This week, not as much chaos.
Here we go. Jan opens with a leg kick. And then we got to watch out for Glover. He has a tendency to get put down early. And then he comes back and finishes. But we shall see. Woo! Like Glover, this fight already feels more dangerous.
30 seconds in,
than the Corey versus Peter.
What? Glover Boom, with the takedown and Taft guard. He's trying to work his way up.
He's in full guard. He's trying to work that ground and pound.
Well, already, not good for Błachowicz. A takedown, and Glover has some good guard on the pound, too.
He'll be solid as fuck.
Not to mention the submissions. Look at him working. Head, head, body. And then pushing the head down. Making Błachowicz feel uncomfortable. And Jan's trying to pin down Glover's right hand so he can't get punched in the head. Or maybe lock it up, too, for a submission attempt. He could be attacking that arm right now. Now he's got them both locked up. But Glover's slipping him out and striking.
He's just keeping it chill.
Yep.
He's just taking his time. 3 minutes left.
Hey, dude, there's 5 rounds. You want to win a round? You already got the takedown. Stay on top. Punch him in the head a bunch. Avoid the submission.
You know, take rounds, that early rounds, round.
Round two, you'll be up 1-0.
Yeah, it doesn't look like he's spending too much energy.
I'm not saying don't work. That's exactly what he's doing. He's working.
He's just pulling on Jan's neck.
Yep. That's making him feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, I'm not really trying to get back to his feet. He's just holding on to him.
Yeah, he's just trying to control the hands, right? And not even, he hasn't attempted a submission at all, really, either. Those legs have been locked the whole time.
Yeah, it's looking like he might just eat this round.
There's 2 minutes left. And Glover's still in guard. Still working. We'll see what Jan does, because he, like I said, no submission attempts. He's more controlled. He switched control from hand to hand, but whenever he loosens up a bit, Glover's on it, and he's striking. He's yanking on Jan's head forward. That'll definitely fuck him up. Look at him. He keeps on going to that, dude.
Yeah, that shit looks painful. The can opener.
Mm-hmm. He's just fucking cranking up. He's like, you want to crank my head down? All right, I'll crank your head up, bitch. Next week, though, is going to be a regular time pay-per-view, so we will be coming at you at 9 o'clock. We might even be coming at you earlier than we usually do for the 9 o'clock pay-per-views, because there's a lot of good fights. So I'm going to put the bat signal out there. I'm going to try to have everyone here by 9, so we start at least by 9:30. It'll be a good 3-hour podcast if that happens. Everyone bring weed.
Weed for all.
All right. Abortions for some. Miniature American flags for the rest.
Oh, yay.
Hey, shut the fuck up.
Damn, fucking Glover's going for this shit too, dude.
That neck crank does not,
it's not good. Oh my god. Oh my god.
You trust me.
Fucking Blachowicz gets up like laughing at him like, you got me, you fucking...
Trust me, it might not be fight-ending, but it sucks.
Oh, yeah, that shit looks fucking painful, dude.
Like, whenever there's a triangle attempt from the floor, dude, your air pressure gets cut to, like, 50%, or your air, like, the air coming in. Like, you might still be breathing, but it's 50%.
Oh, that looked awful, bro.
For people that don't know, you know, just watching... That they're just like, well, we watch fights on the casual. There's a blood choke, which puts you out instantly, like in 15 seconds. There's an air choke, though, where you're cutting off the air little by little, or you do it all at once. That one takes a little bit longer because you could survive a little bit longer with air. But the blood choke, you're cutting off the both carotid arteries to the brain, and that puts you to sleep like in 30 seconds. Less.
No, yeah, like if you could get it
yep.
tight right away,
it's over.
Go out pretty quick.
Mm-hmm. So like when, in terms of when I've been training and shit like that, even when like they attempt it, like it's still heavy body parts trying to constrict you. So it might not be in all the way, but it's still constricting your breathing and you're still trying to move. You get me? Like you're still trying to advance position. You're still exerting yourself. And they're swinging. This sort of, they started off swinging this round.
Oh, and Glover looking for the takedown again. Those fucking ankle, whatever you call it, might be doing more bad than good for Blachowicz. Yeah. Because that's something Glover can grab onto when he gets kicked. And it's not going to get slippery from the sweat.
100%. I wonder what Blachowicz was thinking. Does he just regularly do it, or was he thinking it's good? Oh, shit.
Because I think it just depends on the commission that they're fighting under at the time, if you can wear them or not, because I think some will, some won't. maybe there is an injury. Maybe he's doing it so that he can kick a little harder and he won't feel it or something.
Because I know Rockhold had a sleeve. It wasn't even an ankle one. It was a...
like a knee one?
Like a shin sleeve because...
oh, shin one.
In one of his earlier fights, before he wore that, he was kicking a lot and he split open his calf. And then I think it got infected and he had to have like a skin graft.
Oh, God. That's awful.
And it wasn't healing properly. And then it was healing properly, but it was still healing and he wanted to fight. So he had to cover it up with the sleeve. Damn, Glover's eating some shots.
I see why he's going for takedowns.
Polish power. We underestimate Jan's Polish power.
Yup.
I don't hate on Jan, but I'm not a fan. Like,
oh! Nice left hand from Glover. That one hurt Jan. Jan's backing up.
That definitely landed and made him move. Or knocked him off balance. Yeah,
like he had to take some steps.
Yep, he had to recover. And Glover, did it hurt Glover? No, he's just going for the takedown. He's trying to get that ankle.
Give me that. Ooh. Give me that leg. Give me that. That's mine.
He's in half. I beat you up on cage now. Ha ha ha.
He's in half guard. He's going to beat him up now.
I don't like this camera. It's shaky. Switch camera back. The up top camera. Damn, Glover's in full guard or fucking full mount.
Oh, now he's got the back. That's not good for Jan. No. He's getting beat up. Oh, no. The arms under the chin.
Now he's and he's going. Oh, it's over!
Wow, Glover did it. He made him tap, yo. He was probably still hurt.
That was instant.
Yeah, no, he
and that was an under the chin.
He knew he couldn't.
Did he break his jaw? Oh, look at Claudia Godella. You think he broke anything in his leg?
Nah, I think Jan's more just like, fuck, he fucking got me, dude.
I don't think it was under. It looked like a...
I think he just knew.
It looked like a face smash. Like he was crushing his teeth. But those hurt, dude. You can actually... It's dirty, but it's not really dirty. It's fighting.
And then remember, he was doing the can opener in the first round, mm-hmm. So he might have already been a little like tweaked. He's probably just like, fuck this,
Our
dude.
Coach would be like, if you can't find under his chin, just guess where it hurts.
Squeeze that bitch. Right by your mouth, like above it. Like your nose and shit. Just crush their face.
Well, like, look, just do this. Find the blade of your forearm and put it across your...
Yeah, all of that feels awful.
It feels like it's going to break your teeth.
Yep. Oh, fuck that.
And our coach will be like, look, this isn't illegal. It's a little, you know...
See, and then fucking Jan was going for a desperation Kimura, too. So he fucked himself. Yeah, see, and then here, give him the back, you're dead.
He flattened him out.
He knew already.
Let's see if he gets it in. And no, that's not even in.
No, yeah, he knew already, dude. He's like, he got me. He has me here already, and he's probably still a little dazed.
And look, right here, is he in? No. He's just cranking on the.
He just knew though. Like, he's sitting on him. You know what I mean? He's already sitting on him. So like, it's not like he can get his legs involved. He's fucked. DC. He smashes the table.
Paul Felder looked like I did. I was speechless, dude, when he got because it was fast. It was dominating. First round took him down, beat him up on the floor. Second round caught him with a hit, took him down. Got the submission.
Caught him with a clean one, too. Damn, Glover finally did it.
What a nice.
He's like, I told you, Dana. What the fuck, nice Dana? I've been telling career, you, Dana. Dude. What's your problem, Dana?
This is intimidating. I'd be like, stop fucking poking me in the chest, motherfucker. I'm your boss, all right?
He's like telling them, I could have killed you.
I told you, Dana.
I've been telling you. Fuck yeah, dude.
He deserves it, man.
What a feel-good moment.
It's beautiful. You saw Claudia, how happy she was, too? Claudia Gadella. One of my favorite fighters. She's beautiful. I'm not gonna lie, if that's sexist, well, I guess that's
sexist.
Look
at this guy's fucking head tats, bro. This shit's crazy.
Look at Glover's wife. She's pretty hot, too. If that's hot. His wife. Damn, look at Jan's wife.
Damn, Jan's wife is fucking, damn.
Damn. Hello. You know what? Fucking forget.
Hello, Mrs. Forget Glover's wife,
dude. Go back to So Blachowicz's his wife. Dude, that's his brother. That has to be his brother. No?
Or his cousin or somebody. Yeah, he looks like him.
Ah, fuck. Where's my remote there? Announcements.
For your winner and new light heavyweight champion of the world, Glover Teixeira!
Hey, I'm going to talk to you afterward too, motherfucker.
I am with, I'm about to say this, the light heavyweight champion of the world, Glover Teixeira. Congratulations, my friend. How good does it feel?
It's just so crazy. Everybody's feeling good for him. This is, oh, what a moment. 20 years, baby.
Retire, bro. What more do you want to, you got nothing to prove.
We know you're the fucking. Motherfucker, I got to get these checks.
Yeah.
So many things. I thought about it. What am I going to say?
You're 42, motherfucker.
I don't have it. Right now, I just, you know, how we talk about Dana today, how he promoted the UFC, how he broke
42 years and 2 days.
And that's why the UFC it is.
Oldest first-time champion in modern UFC history.
And I'm going to keep breaking those rules.
What does it mean? Who's old UFC? Just modern UFC.
I guess, like, just the idea of the this kind of fighting, you know, that it wasn't accepted at first. Like, he broke those rules. Like, no, he made it acceptable to lots of people. Like, before Dana, we didn't have no-holds-barred fighting.
Yeah.
And, man, this is my house, man. I love this.
Glover, let's take a look at some of your work. It was classic Glover Teixeira. A lot of pressure.
Oh, that
right
definitely.
On the chin, chinny, chin, chin.
But when you get guys on the ground, your MMA grappling is second to none. When you got his back, did you start to sense that it was
Picked
over?
The leg.
See right there.
Yeah, I can't
That was over.
Chance, you know?
After that, it's done.
He hold me up pretty good. Deion's a tremendous champion. He's a great champion. He beat undefeated.
Yeah, that was under the chin, dude.
It was under the chin?
Yeah, it was. He was already here. He was in there tight. He was already. Like, he had it here. All he had to do was. That's why Jan was like, fuck, dude. Like, I'm already here. I'm fucked.
I don't know, man. I thought so many things to say. I want to thank my senior support,
remember?
My family, Danbury, Connecticut.
Remember?
My gym, they all
well, that
would,
yeah, 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 the fight ended before the blood. What will make it, the blood or the fight? Fucking Glover, dude, he fucking went hard. Hell yeah.
Now, Yuri Prochazka was the backup for this fight.
Oh, shit.
Is that who you anticipate sharing the octagon with next?
Man, whoever, but yeah, he's the next one. He's
don't even say that name, look at him. Oh my god, it's Goro. Fucking Goro, dude.
Maybe I don't know. You know, I gotta take a couple months off.
A victory lap. Take a victory lap.
I'll wait.
My man Glover, you are an inspiration to so many people. To the people in Brazil, to the people in Danbury, Connecticut, if you had a message to share as now the UFC light heavyweight champion, what would that be?
Never give up in your dreams. No matter what people say, don't listen to them.
Be delusional.
Let's go.
I got dreams, coach.
Let's go.
I got dreams.
You got one too. Let's go,
coach. I got dreams.
Fucking Daft Punk retired, bro. I'll put on my Black Panther
we can,
helmet.
Yeah, we can get some helmets.
You can get a different helmet. We'll be Daft Avengers or something like that.
Bow, 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 bow. Just fucking rip off some Daft Punk songs. Holy shit. Crazy.
I don't listen to losers. No, Chris.
With Glover Teixeira, because it just didn't seem like you got out of first gear like you normally do lately.
Everything goes wrong with me, you know? I think I left the legendary Polish party at hotel room, you know? That's what's happened.
Hey, dude. You were a fucking world champion. Don't.
This book is not closed. I'm not a quitter. I'm not
yeah.
anywhere. I come back to home.
Fuck yeah.
I will come back for sure.
Let's go,
you
motherfucker.
Have shown down on a number of occasions
fuck yeah.
by becoming a champion, pulling yourself
that check.
On the choke, was it a choke under the neck or was the pressure on the jaw?
It was clean, Jay. I started, you know, it was clean, Mataleon.
You know, Glover Teixeira.
Clean Mataleon.
Yeah. I'm like, he snapped.
UFC champion, and good luck on your way back. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Jan Błachowicz. And to
put a pull on... Ah, don't worry, his wife's super fine. He'll be fine.
Fucking Glover is already going to console him.
Yeah. Enjoy that shit, dude. Enjoy that shit. Beautiful. Beautiful. That's awesome for Glover. Well, that was the last fight. Let's see what we got for next week. Or let's recap real quick and see what we got for next week. We didn't finish that blonde. Let's see. Oh, we'll skip the
look skip at this.
The prelims and go to the main card. Beautiful. Oh, dude, they've trained forever, right? The yeah. Nogueira brother. Well, at least that's a little knock. Yeah, that's a little knock.
Yeah.
That's another.
Hey, here come the tears. Woo, baby. Glover's taking it in.
I bet.
What a moment.
He just hit up his fucking longtime training partner, boy. Who's that? His dad or something?
Probably just some homies.
I don't know. If I ever win a world championship and you grab me by the neck and cheek like that, I'll be like, dude, don't fucking be gay.
You don't know me.
Come on. No, it's a different thing. When you fight and you've like grappled with each other, it doesn't fucking matter. It's like, dude, I fucking literally smelled your asshole. It's unavoidable when you're grappling. That's why you have to keep it clean at all times. All right, let's fucking change the subject.
That's fucking sick with the Brazilian jerseys in the crowd and shit. Crazy. He had to go all the way to Saudi Arabia. I mean, Saudi Arabia.
Hey, dude.
Abu Dhabi. To get his fucking belt.
It's almost, wow. Story-esque in a way.
That's dude, they wouldn't let him in the country.
But this is where they had ADCC. The Abu Dhabi Championships. Like, they used to have Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Championships back, like, when... They wouldn't have MMA in there because they wanted fights.
Crazy.
I guess that's not story-esque. The more story is that he wasn't let into the USA.
Yeah, he had a whole-ass journey.
Visa issues.
Yup. For years. Yeah,
he's trying to do it legally, right? Or I don't know how.
He's probably trying to get in and be like, yeah, no, I'm a fighter. Yeah, I want.
It takes time.
Yeah, and they probably just wouldn't let him.
All right, well, let's go over these fights and then next week's pay-per-view and then we can end this. End the stream for the night. Let's see. Opening up the main card was Magomed Ankalaev.
Ankalaev.
Almost Goliath. Versus Volkan Ozdemir. Magomed picks up a 3-round unanimous decision. He fucked up Ozdemir pretty good. He opened them up all nasty with a cut over the eyebrow. They showed the punch and how it opened them up all instantly. Damn. So Ozdemir just got fucked up. He got pieced up pretty bad.
Does he have hair now?
It was pretty bad. He's not winning that fight either. The fight with hair.
I was about to ask for clarification.
Baldness is winning that fight. Li Jilang was taking on Khamzat Chimaev. It's the return of Chimaev. He had COVID. He had to step out of a fight, and he almost retired because of it. It hit him pretty bad, and I think he almost died.
I think he's just being emotional about the retiring, because I guess he started exercising too early before people had told him to, so he kept breaking his body down again. You know what I mean? Like, he wasn't patient enough to just chill. Everybody kept being like, yo, chill. Fuck out.
I had to take some running off. I had to take off time running. I think I'm going to start up running again at least a mile. Because from 1 week, I ran 1 mile. Second week, I started running 2 miles. And then the third week, I started running 3 miles. And then my knee got inflamed. Like, and it started stiffening up. And it started getting tight. And I asked the runner about it. I'm like, hey, dude. I'm like, my knee doesn't hurt a lot. I'm like, the pain's tolerable. I'm like, but when I bend it and I go down in like a squat position, I'm like, it feels fatter than the other one. And I'm like, and it's really tight. He's like, you probably strained your whatever it is in there. And I'm like, you think I should go running? He's like, fuck no, dude. I'm like, are you sure? I'm like, I was going to go running today. He's like, no. I'm like, all right. So I've taken some time off, but it feels completely better. It's not fat anymore. So I might start running a mile Running a mile and timing it.
Yeah, check that knees over toes guy.
Well, what I need to do is I need to fucking tippy toe it. I need to literally change my running technique from fucking duff, 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 duff to fucking tippy toe it. It's weird and awkward, but it's the proper way of running because it's all shock absorption through your fucking whole body. Or through at least through your legs, so I would have a lot less more pain and I probably would be able to pick up 3 miles again. If I could do 3 miles flat footed, imagine what I could do fucking tippy toeing running. Yeah, so Khamzat destroyed Li Jilang. Didn't get hit once, took him down, beat him up on the floor a little bit, and then eventually got the back and choked him out. I mean, choked him out, put him to sleep.
Damn.
Where the ref came and actually checked his arm and then saw that he was knocked out and then made him stop the submission. Alexander Volkov taking on Marcin Tybura. Marcin Tybura seems to make it to a certain point at the heavyweight division and then goes on a losing streak and then comes back up to the skill level that he's matched at. And Alexander Volkov picks up the win, unanimous decision, when it wasn't that interesting of a fight. Volkov is the better striker and the better grappler, and he just put that on display. It wasn't an exciting fight. Islam Makhachev taking on Dan Hooker. First round submission, 225 of the first round. Nothing much really there.
He stepped over his head.
Yeah, it was a Kimura, right?
Yeah, he stepped over his head and it was done.
In the co-main event, we had Petr Yan taking on Corey Sandhagen for the vacant bantam interim weight title. Corey Sandhagen picked up the first two rounds. Petr adapted, came on strong, and picked up the victory. It was a good fight, but it was clear.
Yeah, clear story. Corey couldn't stay away from the heavy hands.
Yeah, Petr adapted. Someone put it in the first round too. Petr adapts. He's a master of adapting to the fight, and we kind of saw that there. And then in the main event, we just saw Jan Błachowicz take on Glover Teixeira, and Glover Teixeira in a dominating fashion getting the submission win in the second round. First round, won the takedown. Was in guard pretty much the whole time, just working. Getting his hands out of being locked up, landing strikes, so there was never any danger of getting stood up. Second round, landed some shots against the cage, and then went for the takedown and got the choke in. Pretty easy peasy. Good free card.
And we have a new champion.
Good free card.
Yeah, that was fun.
He's taking on Prats.
Prochazka.
Prochazka next. So that one should be a good fight. Prochazka's a fucking killer. Killer.
He's got an antenna hairdo.
He's got that Goro ponytail. He's a little
crazy.
Oh, yeah. He's all about the fighting. He's all about that bass. About that bass. Next week's card. Like I said, tune in next week. Should be a full house next week, so we'll see how that goes. Should be a bunch of us. Join us for the 9 o'clock pay-per-view. Like I said, I'm going to try to come at you guys a little bit earlier for the 9 o'clock one. Not before 9 o'clock, but we usually start like 10 or something. There's a lot of good fights, which we will go over right now. Opening up the card is going to be Frankie Edgar taking on Marlon Vera. So Marlon Chito Vera versus Frankie Edgar, opening fight. I don't know, man. Tough. Frankie's been on the decline because of age and fights and experience. Marlon's a good fighter, but I think Frankie might still take this. He's the underdog.
I got Chito.
You got Chito? Shane.
He's coming, man.
He's coming for Sugar Shane Mosley. Or Sugar Shane. What's his last name?
It's Sugar Sean.
Yeah, Sugar Sean O'Malley.
Sean.
Shane Burgos taking on Billy Corantillo. I've seen Billy fight, But I've seen more Shane Burgos. Shane Burgos is a tough motherfucker. Remember he had a delayed knockout against Barboza?
Oh yeah, that one was bizarre, bro.
Yeah. He absorbed some strikes and like was standing there and then kind of like stumbled back after like 2-3 seconds. It was weird. Oh, look, they see that this
oh,
is...
Oh, no. Yeah.
He was just beat. He just took him down and beat the shit out of him, took his back, and then look.
Oh, my God. Crazy.
Yeah, Khamzat was... he was excited. He was yelling. Putting everyone on notice. Yeah, so next week, the next fight after the Burgos fight is going to be Justin Gaethje taking on Michael Chandler in what should be a number one contender eliminator fight, number two versus number four. Whoever wins this is probably going to, not probably, I think they're going to fight the winner of Oliveira.
That fight is just Poirier. Guaranteed fun.
Yeah. This one right here?
I don't say that shit about nothing, but this fight, Gaethje versus Chandler, crazy. It's going to be crazy.
And then in the co-main event, we have a rematch for the women's strawweight title bout, or title championship. Rose Namajunas defending her championship against Zhang Weili. Weili Zhang. I don't know which one comes first. It was a quick victory for Rose last time. She caught her with a head kick. So we don't have a lot of data to go off of. Besides that head kick, really.
The head kick, the fans. Was it Anderson breaking his leg? Who broke their leg?
Weidman.
Weidman broke his leg that day?
Yeah, there's a lot of excuses on Zhang's side. The shit talking, the crowd.
Being called a communist.
The leg break.
Oh my God, he's dead.
Yeah, Khamzat put him out.
Oh my God, he's dead.
Yeah, see, look, I told you he was going crazy. The guy's a star, man.
He shaped the fuck out of that beard, bro. That shit look crazy. That was a nice chin strap.
He's coming for who, Usman?
Those dudes are scary, man. Don't ever fight a guy who has one of those fucking beards.
Dave Lincoln beard?
The yeah. Amish? Yeah, that Amish-looking beard. Those dudes are scary.
I don't know why dudes stay away do from that. Why would dudes? They shave their mustache?
It's just a cultural thing. For whatever reason.
I don't get it.
Yeah, they probably do have a reason for it, but it looks crazy.
I'm rooting for Rose. Like I said, there's not a lot of data going off of besides the head kick knockout. Wiley's been training with Henry, so we'll see what we'll see what goes on in this fight. I'm excited. Who do you got, Rose or Zhang?
Rose.
Rose?
She's the best, bro.
I think we're all rooting for Rose.
She's the best.
In the main event, we have Kamaru Usman defending his welterweight title against Colby Covington in the rematch. The rematch was high-paced, a lot of striking, and Usman broke Covington's jaw towards the end. And I think there was a stoppage, right, because of that?
Yeah, but Colby disputes the stoppage, but he was losing that fight anyway. It doesn't matter.
I think he said the photo, it was a Photoshop picture of his jaw being broken. But his jaw looked...
Some shit. Anyways, he lost that fight.
He lost that fight and his jaw looked broken.
Yep.
I'm not saying he didn't put up a good fight, but...
Yeah, no, it was a great fight.
Yeah. So, I think Usman has everything, every tool in his arsenal to beat Covington. But I don't think Covington's going to be put out of there that easily. I think he's going to be there. As much as I don't like the guy, he's a tough motherfucker and he can fight.
Yep.
So, I think... As far as the main event, I think we're going to be in store for a badass fight. Rose, I wouldn't say it was a badass fight. It was a badass moment for her, like what she did to Zhang last time. So we'll see what happens there when she puts her out again. And then Justin and Michael Chandler should be a badass fight. Like, this whole main card is going to be awesome. The prelims even have some badass fights. Alex Pereira, the guy that dances around and does backflips and shit. He's taking on Andreas Michalidias.
That's probably a different Alex Pereira.
Yeah, because they don't have a picture of him, right?
Yeah, that's probably a different one.
Ally Quinta taking on Bobby Green. Phil Hayes taking on Chris Curtis. Edmund Shabazian taking on... Imavov. There was a crazy fight in the early prelims. Well, not a crazy fight, but John Volante.
Oh, wow, there's early prelims? I feel like there hasn't been early prelims in a minute.
It was definitely for this one. This is prelims. This is a heavyweight fight. Jan still at heavyweight? Fights. It was hilarious at heavyweight.
John? Oh, my God. He really just said, fuck diets, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, Volante's at heavyweight.
Fuck that. Give me the biggest motherfucker you got.
And he's fighting a big boy. That guy's heavy.
Yeah, he is.
All right, Toucan, let's get out of here. Great free fights by the UFC, so thank you, UFC. Well, not free, I guess. It came with the...
subscription.
Yeah, the subscription to ESPN+. Plus. Anything before we get out of here, Toucan? Any shows coming up?
Yeah, tonight.
Oh, you guys are playing the show?
Yeah, a little Halloween show. Happy Halloween, by the way.
Rye?
Yeah.
No rewrites? When are the rewrites doing a reunion?
Probably next year.
2022?
Yeah. We took the rest of this year off.
Cool.
Said, fuck music. Nah, that's cool.
All right, well, we will see you guys next week. Like I said, join us. It should be a full house. We should have...
Next time I'll be 31.
Nice, right? Yeah. Your birthday's on the 2nd, right?
Yeah, it's so midweek.
It'll be right around right after Toucan's birthday. So join us next week.
Yeah.
As we will be watching UFC 268. And the Canelo fight is right after, so...
Oh, baby!
Join us next week.
There will be blood.
Yes, there will be blood. There will be championships. Maybe exchange as well. Who knows? All right. Love you guys. And we will see you guys next week. Peace out.
Over. 4 years after.